Welcome to the Bombshell Business Podcast, where driven women in business learn how to become more bold, brave, and unwaveringly confident. Feel empowered and challenged through inspiring stories and tell it like it is advice for business, life, and leadership. Hey, hey, welcome back to the Bombshell Business Podcast. I'm your host, Amber Hurdle, and I am so excited that you are here with me today. I'm pretty excited to play with a new business toy, and I think you will be excited too. I am now offering text messaging, so we have some pretty cool things in store for you on this front. And what I would love for you to do right now, you're probably listening to me on your phone, maybe you're listening to on the computer, but I know your phone's right there because it always is. I want you to text the word Amber to 72000. So text the word Amber to 72000. And I'm going to send you a link to my Bombshell personality quiz. So you'll learn a little bit about yourself, what motivates you, what pitfalls you might want to look out for, and you will actually be able to claim your Bombshell personality. But even if you've already taken that, go ahead and text the word Amber to 72000, because I am going to be sending you some encouragement and tips and nothing lame. You're not going to be bombarded like whatever local fast food joint is misusing your text messaging. I'm actually going to like be in your pocket on occasion, encouraging you along your Bombshell journey. So very excited about that. Again, last time, text the word Amber to 72000, or that is 72000. And we will keep in touch that way, which I'm very excited about. If I haven't said the word excited, I feel like I'm Tim Tebow. I'm excited. I'm super excited. Sometimes we use words too many times. I'm going to call myself out when I actually do it myself. Okay, so been chit-chatting with y'all and also chatting with you on social media. And I am burdened today with this topic. And I just feel like this is very important that you take notes on this one and really take action no matter where you are in your business, whether you're early on, still thinking about it, haven't decided what exactly your business is going to be, or if you're starting and it's scary and things aren't quite clicking yet because you just don't know what you don't know, or if you're, you know, mid-business and you've got those growing pains and like, I need to hire somebody, but I'm not there yet, or maybe you're very far along in your business and you're having, you know, real big girl problems where you are needing to hire leadership and bigger teams, or maybe you work in corporate and you or for an institution or organization, whatever that looks like, and you are having some of these same problems that some of your entrepreneurial counterparts are having, and that is mindset. What's your mindset like right now? I have three ways that you can nurture your mindset to get it where it needs to be for you to really step into your greatness, for you to embrace that inner Bombshell, that bold, brave female, that bold, brave woman that you are, that you were designed to be. And we're going to take it back a little old school because I'm an old fool who's so cool. We're going to go back to the old three R's, the three R's of learning: reading, writing, and arithmetic. Now, you youngins that don't speak this language, I know that writing doesn't begin with an R, but it sounds like it. And arithmetic is really arithmetic, but we're going to call it reading, writing, and arithmetic because those are the three what used to be foundational parts of any elementary school education. So today we're going to class on how to develop a strong mindset. So how do we break this down? First of all, I want you to spend 10 to 15 minutes every single day. Yes, every single day, Sundays and all, reading to learn about the world. So if you're like, Amber, I'm not a reader, and P.S., you still don't have your audiobook out yet, so we're going to call you out on that one. How about we say reading also equates audiobooks, podcasts, watching videos, reading blog posts, whatever that is. It doesn't necessarily have to be reading a book like the old school elementary school days, but you do need to learn about the world. So how do we break that down? When you're journaling, and I want you to start a journal that you will write in every day, and I promise you can do it. You do not have to be a Stephen King in order to keep a journal. It can be very short. You could even just use bullet points. But I want you to write down every single day what you, quote, read. So whatever you learned about the world that day. And when you're considering, okay, of all the different things that I can consume in a day, how do I focus that? A couple things that you can think of or that you can prioritize while you're doing this 10 to 15 minutes of learning every day is, what do you need to learn right now for your business or your life? So this is called just-in-time learning. Just like just-in-time inventory is the Walmart way. Like, they don't have warehouses just stockpiling the stuff. They order inventory as they need to increase their local inventory. So that's just-in-time from a marketing perspective. And I want you to have just-in-time learning, because what a lot of us tend to do, and I could be completely guilty of this, among my strength finders strengths, one of them is information. That's not the right word. Maybe it's like consuming information. I don't remember exactly the term. And so I love to learn. So I have to ensure that I am not listening to every podcast under the sun and reading every book that ever was, because if it's not helping me in my business right then and there with the thing that I need to learn about right then and there, it's probably going to act as a distraction, because I'm also very innovative and I'm going to want to do something with the information that I learn, and then I'll start implementing it instead of taking the time to learn the thing that I need to learn in order to move my business forward. So when you're thinking about what you want to learn about on a daily basis, consider just-in-time learning. And then, of course, I also want you to consider if it's edifying. Let's consider the definition of the word edify. That means, it's a verb, to instruct or benefit, especially morally or spiritually, uplift. So that's from dictionary.com. To instruct or benefit, especially morally or spiritually, to uplift. Okay, so are you reading things that are uplifting you? Are you dialing in to the thought leaders who are going to spiritually empower you? And I don't mean you have to listen to Andy Stanley or Joyce Myers or whoever your person is. I'm not saying only listen to those type of people. But if you're reading a book about something that is something that you need to learn about, and they're talking down to you the whole time, that's probably not cool. I mean, I've got my velvet machete and I'm going to shoot you straight, because I love you and I care about you enough to tell you that you've got a booger in your nose, but I'm doing it from a place of love. So be very careful as you're consuming information. What type of messages are you sending to yourself? So we want this learning to be just in time, and we want it to be edifying. And I also strongly encourage that it's nurturing. Okay, well, Amber, is this semantics? I mean, are we this like to instruct or benefit, especially morally or spiritually? Well, let's see what the definition of nurture is. It's to feed and to protect, to support and encourage, as during a period of training or develop, to foster, to bring up, to train, to educate. So these are some of the terms that you should be thinking of as you're getting that just-in-time learning. Make sure that it's also nurturing your to encourage during a period of training, and that you want it to be edifying, meaning that it should feel right with your soul. Okay, so when I am nurturing myself, I tend to be harsh with myself. I know that surprises you, but I am my own biggest critic. And I know many of you bombshells probably feel the exact same way. So you want to make sure that the stuff that you're putting, the input is nurturing, so that when you have the output of that, that you're also putting that positivity and a little more of a gentle approach into your work, not just with yourself, but with others. Because remember, we can't do anything by ourselves. So at the end of each day, I want you, or maybe after, right after you read or watch or listen to whatever it is that you're going to learn for the day in the quote reading category, I want you to just jot down, like, what did you learn? What was something that really popped out at you? What are your takeaways? And again, those could just be bullet points. You don't have to put it into a big, fancy, sonnet. I just want you to be like, I learned that content is important, so I'm going to blog more frequently and consistently. Like, basic sentences, people. Don't go too further than that, or you'll never do it. Okay, so we're going to do the reading. Let's talk about the writing. We are going to jot down those lessons that we learned. But the writing part, I really want you to write down what you learned about yourself. And I say this all the time, especially when it comes to your personal brand. The more that you learn about yourself, the more you can relate to others. The more that you learn about yourself, the more you can promote what it is that you do and your distinct value to other people. And so every day as we go through the world and we experience the world, and now you're committing every single day to taking 10 to 15 minutes to learn about something in your world, you're going to learn something about yourself in the process. So here are the ground rules for writing about what you learned about yourself. Again, these can be bullet points. They could be arrows. You could just do a mind map. I don't care how you get it done. I just want you could type it up. It doesn't have to be in a fancy journal by your bedside. It's however you want to do this. But I want you to document it, because we want to be able to see growth over time. We want to be able to go back and see, oh my gosh, I remember when I was just learning that, because then we can pat ourselves on the back and be encouraging. But when you're learning about yourself in the day for the day and you're writing about that, I want you to talk to yourself like you talk to your best girlfriend. Don't be a hater, okay? You talk to yourself like you were explaining what you learned about your best girlfriend or your best guy friend or whatever, whoever your best friend is. We tend to be hard on ourselves. And so if you learn something that is uncomfortable, or perhaps if you learn something that you want to change, I want you to consider how you may actually do that. How are you going to find the change? So if you learn that you really suck at public speaking because you broke out in a sweat and you stuttered and you didn't get your points across in an opportunity that day, then you probably should be noting, like, I'm going to start going to Toastmasters, or I'm going to hire a speaking coach, or I'm going to look for more smaller opportunities to do this until I get more comfortable. Then I'm going to increasingly make these opportunities bigger and bigger and bigger. And I don't want you to say, because I sucked. It's, you just be real about what you witnessed. If you saw your best friend blow it when she talked about her business to the local Rotary Club, or when she talked about her business when she was invited on a web summit or something like that, if she totally blew it, you would not just be like, yeah, you really sucked. I can't believe you sucked that bad. You would say, well, I mean, it wasn't the best thing I ever saw you do, but what if you did this? You would gently and in an encouraging way offer solutions. And so that's what I want you to do. And then, of course, if you learn something positive or reaffirming about yourself, then I want you to figure out ways that you can amplify that. So look for more opportunities to put yourself in that position. When things just feel right, when things click, when you don't really know why, but that part of your gut is just screaming, yes, this is the opportunity for me. That's the time to take notice. That's when you say, this is flowing for me. I'm not trying to force this type of thing. It might be that for the first time you held a team meeting with your employees and they loved it and they ate it up and they felt like they knew what was going on in your company and you felt great about it, you need to know that no matter how big your company gets, you probably need to be involved in that type of communication with your employees, because you feel connected to them, they feel connected to you, and that's a powerful thing. So if that happened to you, and right now you have, you know, one full-time employee and one part-time employee, or maybe you have two part-time employees, I don't care what the magnitude is, but if you're smaller and you felt that connection, that's probably something that you want to note, so that when you're like big time and you have, you know, 30 employees, that when you look back on this journal, you can see, oh, that was really important to me then. And somewhere along this journey, I lost my way on that because I got so busy with these other new challenges in my business. I forgot how powerful that was back then. And I'll bet that if I start doing that again, that some of these other problems will quickly be fixed. Okay. So again, this is not about just pontificating for the day. This is about giving you those breadcrumbs that we talk about all the time for you to look back on and evaluate as you continue to grow as both a professional person and as a woman. So we want to make sure we take time every day for our reading or learning, our writing, talking about ourselves, what we learned about ourselves. And then, of course, we have to include the arithmetic. And all I want you to do here, it is one of the most powerful things that I've ever done in my personal journey from a personal development standpoint and for a position of hope and of mindset and of clarity. Every single day, I want you to write 5 things that you're thankful for in that day. It can be anything. It can be like, I had PMS and that grilled cheese was on point. That is enough. You don't have to come up with some like intrinsic thing that is just like, you know, that somebody's going to evaluate on. You don't every single day have to say, I'm grateful that I'm a mother to fabulous children. It could be, I'm grateful that I didn't yank my child up by the hair because they barged in on my bubble bath one last time. And I'm tired of 3 kids coming up into my bubble bath. It can be that. It could be that you did not lose your mind over that, that you calmly handle that situation. Now, before you start inboxing me, I'm not suggesting that anybody should yank their child up by the hair. I am using extreme language for the purpose of entertainment and disclosure, or disclaimer rather. But I don't want you to overthink this either. I want you to every single day look for those little things, because I have been in desperate situations before. I have been in miserable situations before. In fact, when I was married to my ex-husband, and I would say this to him if he was in this room, we have a great relationship now, we co-parent, it's all good. But when we weren't too happy with each other and it was not feeling all that great, there were days that I was just like, I am grateful that my husband has and keeps a job. Like, that's what I could come up with. But I made sure that I was grateful for something, because in the moment, we were in it together. So you may as well find the good in whatever you consider is the bad part of your life at the time. That could be with your business. That can be with your personal health. That could be, and I am not by any stretch of the imagination lessening the extreme stress that poor health brings upon us. But if you are suffering in some form or fashion, if you got through the day without throwing up, if you got through the day with your feet hitting the ground, those are things to be thankful for. And I am speaking that over you, learning that from someone who I walked that cancer journey with. And every day when I asked him how he was doing, he would say, both my feet hit the ground today, and so it's a great day. So I adopted that from him, and I very much encourage you to consider that even when you're dealing with loss, when you're dealing with financial stress, there's always something good that you can find in that situation. Okay, so we're going to do reading, writing, and arithmetic every single day as the 3 ways that we are going to master our mindset. So we're going to spend 10 to 15 minutes reading to learn about the world, or listening to audiobooks, podcasts, watching videos, whatever that looks like to you. We're going to spend just like 5 minutes writing, to learn about yourself. Where are you? How are you experiencing the world right now? And then we're going to spend about 5 minutes in arithmetic, because math is important, ladies. We want to count your blessings by writing down at least 5 things you are thankful for every single day to maintain perspective. And you will learn that by intentionally investing in the things that matter most to you, and by intentionally investing in learning about yourself and what matters to you, and by intentionally investing in a daily practice of gratitude, you will start to see your mindset shift. You will start to believe in yourself because you have documented not only what you know about the world, but what you know about yourself and what ultimately you can find gratitude in, which will always propel you forward towards your success and towards your goals. So I hope that was helpful, bombshells. You feel free to inbox me on all the good, positive stuff, not about the janky stuff when I'm just joking around. And then be sure that you text message the word AMBER to 72000 in order to get on my text messaging list. I'm going to help you a lot with this mindset thing so you can be a bold, brave, unwaveringly confident fempreneur. And I will catch you on the next episode. Thanks for listening to the Bombshell Business Podcast. Visit amberhurdle.com for more resources like show notes, and check out the bombshellbusinesswoman.com to grab my book and download the free bonuses.